Well, I'm going to speak about our wonderful trip. So I'm not going to be turning to any scriptures. So I just need you all to just sit back and relax and listen to this wonderful story I'm going to be giving. And I'm really just focusing, since I'm only giving a sermonette, I'm really just focusing on our trip going to Germany. Some have already asked, oh, how has it been? Whatever. It's like, ah, just wait till I talk about it today. But the title of the message is Keep Going. Again, there's not going to be any notes really to jot down unless you want to, sure. But anyway. Well, everything started off well. Our bags are packed. We are ready to go. Ride to the airport was smooth. Dropping off our car at the parking garage. And the shuttle was already there waiting for us. We were quite early, around 1 p.m. We had plenty of time to spare, around 3 hours. So far, so good. The international section of the Los Angeles airport, where we would be departing from, was actually quite empty. There were no TSA issues, because at that time we heard a lot of what was going on in other parts of the country, but not here. Security lines are actually less than 5 minutes. All we had to do was get our luggage tags at the automatic kiosk, drop off our bags, and head over to our gate. That was a plan we were hoping for and what we had been praying for. So far, so good. Well, we head over to the kiosk to print out our luggage tags, and the hourglass keeps spinning on the screen, followed by an error code. Flight info can't be found. So then an attendant walks over and says that our flight has been delayed about 4 hours. That would have been useful at least 4 hours ago, before we left San Diego, 2 hours ago, before driving up to LA. Supposedly this delay was already known the night before, yet we received no notification by email or by text or by my Lufthansa app that this was even the case. My app still, I even looked at the app and still said that everything was according to schedule, that nothing has changed. As an apology, we were each given $15 vouchers to use anywhere in the airport. At least that's what they said. We could use it anywhere? Yes, anywhere in the airport you could use $15. So that's what we were told. But that wasn't the case. As my wife and I then went to one of the bars there and got ourselves a beer, which was definitely needed at that point since we had a long delay. But then our vouchers were denied when we went to go pay. All airline vouchers were accepted there at this place except for Lufthansa. So, and at the airport, $15 is a joke. There is nothing less than $15 at the airport. So far, not so good. Well, now it's after 7 p.m., and it's about time to board. And this is supposed to be a completely booked flight, but we managed to actually have a free seat next to us. So my parents are sitting in front of us, and they have the extra legroom space, and Anna and I are directly behind them, but I have a free seat right next to me. It's great. Things are starting to look good again. The plane is in motion, backing away from the gate, and then we pause. The pause turns into several minutes, and then suddenly a stern voice over the intercom from the captain saying, "Flight attendants, to your stations." Like, flight attendants, to your stations, We then see how quickly they get to their designated galley areas as they look out their windows. This code is a safety protocol alert and also an emergency prep as it prepares a crew for a possible evacuation. Emergency evacuation. Several minutes later, the captain says, "Alert canceled," and then proceeds to explain what the issue was. As we were backing up, there was a report of an engine fire, a spark shooting out of a turbine, like when a spark shoots out of a car muffler. And since they weren't quite sure what the problem was, as it could also be fuel burning behind the engine causing flares, the pilot thought it was safe to just stay put and wait for a mechanic to come inspect the plane, while also warning us that it could take a while. So far, so bad. Several minutes turned into over an hour as we patiently waited on the tarmac, and then the pilot went back on the intercom and said that the flight was canceled. What's interesting and also concerning is that this wasn't the first time this plane had this very issue. Mechanical problems on the same engine just 6 months prior, as Kussef and the Spatzel from Germany were flying when they came to visit in the wintertime from Frankfurt to LA with the same exact airplane, same exact problem, which resulted in an 8-hour delay for them, but they were still able to fly with the same airplane. So supposedly they fixed it, which ended up being a temporary fix. So I found out anyway, and honestly, we did not really feel comfortable flying in this plane now, even if the captain would have given the green light. A lot of the people around us are like, I don't know about this. It's probably not a good idea. And we've really been seeing enough videos in the news about engine fires on other airlines, and we really didn't want to be a witness to that. I also thought about the example of Noah pleading to God not to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of 10 righteous people. And it was interesting because my dad and I were talking about that afterwards. And in this case, it was 4 on this airplane. Not to say that we're like, okay, we're the only righteous people, but the example is interesting, right? Maybe if we weren't on that plane would have gone up, right? And what if something bad happened? Maybe we weren't supposed to be on that plane, and now, as a result, everybody was safe? Who knows? But it's interesting what you think about when these things happen. But anyway, we now had to exit the plane, and we had to retrieve our luggage. We had to go back to the check-in counter to rebook our flights and receive hotel vouchers for an overnight stay in Los Angeles because no plane is going to be leaving that late at night, especially going to Frankfurt. And in the meantime, while heading over to the baggage claim, we already received notifications that Lufthansa had automatically rebooked our flights with United Airlines for the next morning at 7:30 a.m. with a connection to New York. I looked at all these other alternatives, and this was the best thing that we could find. There was nothing that was nonstop going to Germany. Now, we initially had seats together, and then that was changed, and we were all separated to middle seats throughout the plane on a 5-hour flight. This time, however, there was no wheelchair priority, there was no extra legroom seats, as we had paid for those on our original flight, and no nonstop flight. It was either we take this flight or an alternative, none of which was any better. "You can't always get what you want," was a song that was playing in my head at that moment. It was now around 10 p.m. as Anna and I went down to the baggage claim to retrieve our luggage, as my parents were upstairs in line to get the hotel vouchers and try to see if there was any way to get a nonstop flight, but to no avail. Half an hour later, even though it felt like an eternity, we finally had our luggage and headed over to my parents, who were sitting upstairs close to the exit. Now, we all had the same thought in our minds. And now a different song was playing in my head. Should I stay or should I go? And that was the very question my dad kept asking as well. What are we going to do now? We talked about it. Why this was happening? Should you really take a shuttle now over to the hotel to get 5 hours of sleep at the most before heading back to the airport early next morning? Well, for some reason, Satan did not want us to go. And that was reason enough why we were going to stay and keep going. So we headed over to the shuttle pickup location. And our patience was once again put to the test. Just when things couldn't get any worse, the shuttle finally arrived and dropped us off at the hotel entrance shortly before midnight. We walked inside with our 8 pieces of luggage, and it looked like we were back at the airport with a line to the check-in counter as far as the eye can see, and I have video of that for proof. Anybody wants to see it, let me know. Lufthansa thought it was a brilliant idea to send over 200 passengers to the same hotel at the same time. And by the way, Los Angeles has over 20 hotels in 1 mile radius. But no, let's just send everyone here and not let the hotel know about it either, as they were absolutely unprepared for this. There were only two people working at the counter when we arrived, and when everybody arrived. They also gave us food vouchers. That's great. They gave us food vouchers for dinner, but that was only until 11:30 p.m. We arrived at midnight, so everything was closed. And breakfast, which was also useless to us at that point, because there was no more food available anyway at the hotel, and we would have to go back to the airport the next morning before breakfast would even be served. So there was no food. Now the question, should we just go back to the airport and sleep there? So we really were considering it. Like, I'm not going to stay and wait in this line. Let's just go back to the airport. Maybe we're lucky and sleep somewhere there. But sleeping at the airport is impossible. I've personal experience, I was overnight one time at the airport. You cannot sleep there. It doesn't work. So, well, we might as well just stay and try and at best at least get a couple hours of comfort in a hotel room. We finally did check in at 2 a.m. Got about 2 hours of sleep, like I said, and then we was back to the airport at 6 a.m. Well, Satan wasn't done yet. He was at it again. We went to go drop off our luggage at the United counter, and now my suitcase was suddenly too heavy, even though there was no issue whatsoever with Lufthansa the day before, and nothing had changed. We didn't do anything with the suitcases. The scales were certainly inconsistent because I removed my suitcase, I took something out while the flight attendant or whatever was distracted, I put the same thing back into the suitcase again, put the suitcase back on the scale, and now all of a sudden it was 3 pounds lighter. Well, explaining that to the agent, he just stood there dumbfounded, didn't know what to say, and so someone else came and said, well, the scales probably are different from Lufthansa than they are here. Like we're talking about it, it's all the same. Remind me of another scripture of inconsistent scales and proverbs, right? So our time was now put to the test again. Now we had to hurry as we had less than 30 minutes to get to our gate, and we still had to get through security. The wheelchair assistant told Anna and me, go on and get through, hurry up, go to the gate, let them know that our parents are coming, so hold the plane just in case. Because if we were about to miss this flight as well, I would not be giving this message today about our trip to Germany. I think that would have been our final straw. I think it's like, okay, that's it. If we missed that flight, then those three chances there, right? Well, it didn't happen. We did make it on the plane. And each of us, again, like I said, we were scattered throughout the plane. Front, we were in the middle section, nowhere close to each other. This was a completely full flight. And it was about a 5-hour flight. But we got a bag of pretzels. So far, so good. We landed in Newark around 4 p.m., but the wheelchair service was quite limited as they had us go upstairs to get to our terminal since the elevators there were not available for wheelchair service. I have video proof for that, too. And the TSA attendant who was assisting us was not allowed to go to another terminal. So that's some kind of rule they have there. But fortunately, my mom still had legs and could at least walk up a flight of stairs. And that's all we had to do. And then they met us up there. So, but we got to our gate. And then guess what? Another delay. In fact, we looked at the screen of all flight departures. And our flight happened to be the only one that was delayed. I have a picture of that too. Our flight to Frankfurt would now depart at 7:30 p.m. Once again, we had plenty of time to spare and to finally eat something other than that bag of pretzels we enjoyed earlier. Of course, we didn't get any further vouchers. Why would we? So my wife and I went and we just sat down, had dinner at this place, and we just had, what, two personal pizzas pretty much and a couple of beers. And guess how much that cost? $80. $80 for that. How is this country in debt? That's another topic. But anyway, well, we're about to, ready to board the plane, and it is complete chaos. We are now told that we have to weigh our carry-ons when we had just had them on the prior United flight without issues. Because now we're actually flying with Lufthansa flight, and their rules are different or whatever. Trying to explain this to the attendants is like, we just got off a plane with the carry-ons. Now we got to wait. Okay. It was complete inconsistency. And they also tried to split us apart also from boarding, now saying that only one additional person can board with the wheelchair access, even though we all had pre-board eligible passes, not to mention we were family. Try to explain that to the attendants. But at this point, we went through enough. We stood our ground. We did not have to give up our carry-ons. We did not have to split apart. We got on that plane together. We had it. But don't worry, we were calm. As we respectfully said, get behind me, Satan. I was saying that in my mind. I wasn't saying that to them. But that's what I was thinking about at that moment. And as mentioned earlier, our plane would now depart at 7:30 p.m. And this was right when the Sabbath was about to begin, because it is now Friday night. Obviously, with the day late. But you know what? We didn't have a choice. We didn't have a choice, as this was out of our hands. This is a perfect example of an ox in a ditch scenario. And hopefully we just thought, okay, oh, please let this be a peaceful flight. And through all this mess in the past 31 hours, our flight to Frankfurt was indeed quite pleasant and peaceful, because we flew throughout the night, put the lights off, and it actually was a great flight. Although we didn't get much sleep in the plane, that's almost impossible to do as well. We did have great seats, we had extra leg room, we had food that was much better than the previous flight, and we landed earlier than expected. It's actually only about a 6.5 hour flight. So far, so good. Well, we arrived in Frankfurt around 7:30 a.m. However, the wheelchair service was a 45-minute wait. Forget it. I'm walking now, is what my mom said. And so we proceeded to the baggage claim to pick up our luggage, which was actually immediately came out, and then over to our rental cars. That had to be changed as well, because the cars we specifically requested were no longer available, so we had to upgrade them, and that resulted in extra charges and so on and so forth. And of course, weren't getting reimbursed for that either for the day we lost, since it was all prepaid, but hopefully we get it all back in the future. Anyway, it was now after 9 a.m. Saturday morning, and we were finally on our way to our rental apartment on an island in Speyer, in the city we're staying at. My parents were going to their dwelling place at Kusumanique Spatzel's place. And by the time we were, my wife and I, finally able to check in and unpack and shower at our apartment, it was very far too late for us to even make it to church in person. Not to mention, it was exhausting. I mean, 48 hours later, since we left San Diego to LA, we had 2 hours of sleep. My dad, however, still had the God-given energy to give his sermon in person to the German audience that day. And after that, he was done. He was like, don't talk to me. You can talk to me later. I'm going back. I need to get some sleep. He had a reason to go to Germany, and we all did. And since I get to speak again next week, I would like to elaborate on this further and also continue with the story of our return back home. The theme of chaos continues. However, there were some valuable lessons we learned through all of this, which I want to explain to you all next time. So until then.